Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Women still have access to those popular abortion pills for now after a Supreme Court decision to leave the FDA's approval of the drug in place. CBS's Willie James Inman explains.
The decision puts lower court orders on pause while a legal battle plays out. Earlier this month, Trump-appointed federal judge Matthew Kaczmarek issued an order blocking the FDA's approval of the drug. An appeals court later struck down the full ban, but put up limits on access. The Biden administration and the manufacturer of mifepristone launched an emergency appeal to the high court.
We are prepared also for a long legal battle. That is our commitment and our promise to the millions of women across the country.
The White House has embraced the legal fight for abortion access.
There are worries now about dangerous conditions in Sudan and Americans that are still on the ground in that nation's capital. CBS's MTS Tayyab reports.
The White House insists that it has no plans for a government-coordinated evacuation of the estimated 16,000 American citizens who are trapped in Sudan and have continued to urge Americans in Sudan to shelter in place. But we've now heard that citizens from Saudi Arabia have been airlifted out of there. We also understand that Jordanian diplomats would soon be evacuated the same way. The hope is that Americans, British, Chinese, and other foreign nationals will also be evacuated from Sudan. But for now, it hasn't happened.
On this Earth Day, a line of nasty thunderstorms is expected to pass along the Northeast. Baltimore and Washington, D.C. could be hit hard. WJZ-TV meteorologist Abigail Degler.
This is an organized line of storms. You don't want to see this. You don't want to see a skinny line of rain and heavy storms. Just organized. That's not a good setup.
Some students in Florida are attacking Governor Ron DeSantis over his educational policies and his political aspirations. CBS's Mark Strassman looks at his national appeal.
What can he sell here? How can he make his agenda work here as potentially a lab for going forward? Now, he's got a very strong, critics say, bullying style here. He bulldozes his way over local and state officials to get what he wants. Would he be able to do that on a national stage? It would probably be tougher.
Got enough money saved up for retirement? CBS's Amy Peakey says people over 50 have an advantage.
People over 50 can save up to $30,000 in their 401ks or other retirement plans, and that's $7,500 more than people under 50.
But most Americans don't think they have enough. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
If you're hankering for a hunk of Wisconsin-grown radio, you've come to the right place. This is Extra Sharp Weekends on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water, or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rowe says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Wipe the dust out your ass. Good morning, Wisconsin. Earl, where I'm from, it's snowing, raining, and slick. Good morning.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. You can reach us at 844-967-2789. We got to say good morning to Calvin. How you doing, Calvin?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
You say you're doing well. Gilbert said it's snowing, it's cold. You know, it was just 80 degrees, and you still doing well, Calvin, huh?
That's why I'm only doing well and not good.
Oh. So Gilbert, man, 80 degrees. You know,
Earl,
days ago.
Yeah, Earl.
Yeah.
Earl.
I'm listening.
It is 33 degrees right now.
I know, man. I look.
33 degrees.
But you can handle it. Hey, and let me ask
something. I know.
Let me ask something. I never understood how y'all could play. You knew when you showed up that it's going to be 5 degrees with the wind chill. 15 below. And I would see you out there in short sleeves, man. I said, what's wrong with this fool? I mean, hey man, what was that about, man? Y'all got hit on the head, you know, too many times?
You called me a new fool. Let me tell you the two differences of that, Earl. Number one, the love of the game.
Come on, man. Come on.
Number two, that check on Tuesday. That's the two main motor factors to get you out there to play in that cold.
Hey, Gilbert, the check on Tuesday, the love of the game, sub-zero. You got on short sleeves. Explain that.
Mm-hmm. You got to get aggravated, man. You got to be pissed off because you're out there for number one.
That's
got to be pissed
short
off. That wasn't short sleeves because I'm pissed off and I'm cold, and you about to get it.
So that's why they wear the short sleeves, to let the other team know you ain't as tough as I am.
That we're in a different frame of mind, Earl. Let me tell you something, Earl. It could be negative whatever. This is where you test your manhood. It's negative whatever. You got those spike cleats on, and the dude just raked across the top of your foot with that spike cleat on. Or, in my case, I'm at the bottom of the pile, and some fool just stepped on your hand.
Oh, man.
The game is pretty when it's nice and sunny outside.
So the game is not for what they call a faint of heart. I mean, I'm just imagining. Your toes,
you gotta be a man.
Your toes man. Are cold. That don't. So you're not a man if you can't stand. If you're not outside.
No, I'm just saying. You gotta be a man to be out there with no sense, instead of a man out there with common sense. Because you ain't got no sense to be out there running into another dude and. 200 miles an hour.
you know, we got a lot to talk about, man, but I want to stay here for 1 second, man, because I remember, man, you know, them Bart Starr days and Herb Alley and Willie Wood and Jerry Kramer and Jim Ringo then.
Yeah.
I remember all that. Yeah. I remember watching those games with no heaters on the sideline.
I'll tell you this much, Earl. Thank God for technology. I'm going to tell you that now. Because the game, even in that area, has evolved even better. Because back then, like that ice bowl.
Yeah.
I might would have went inside. Man,
y'all got heated benches, heated everything.
Yeah.
You know, them
heated
benches.
Gloves.
Yeah.
Heated everything. You know, they even got the ball. I remember one time, you know, them little blowers they have on the side. Yeah. I'm standing out there. I'm standing next to Donald Driver and I'm smelling something burning. I say, hey, man, your shoes on fire, fool. Put them out.
Hey, you know, man. It is. I mean, it has evolved. Those cats were gladiators, right?
Yes, Lord.
Man,
yes,
they was out there with no gloves on, man. Hands all chewed up, you know. Frostbite, you know. No, and them helmets wasn't the way the helmets are
now.
Oh,
man.
Ears frozen.
No, man.
Right?
Did you see on the news... They're going to have a new helmet come out this year for the quarterback?
No. I mean, what is it going to measure?
Yeah, because it's supposed to, because they say, of course, they're going to take care of the quarterbacks, the hell with everybody else. But it's supposed to put the helmet on. So when the quarterback falls, it's supposed to take some of the poundage. Yeah, it's a new helmet. They ain't going to require the quarterback to wear it, but it's available.
So I will say this, Gilbert. You know, the advancements in those helmets is great, but it does put youth programs. You can't afford the helmet. You know.
No, half of the youth programs can't afford the defibrillator.
Yeah, well, that's true. It really
you
is.
You need
true.
That on the sideline. You need that somewhere.
Gilbert, you would think, man, that the NFL would put more money into youth programs. You know what I mean? I mean, they really don't put a whole lot in the youth program. The helmets, especially.
Wait, Earl. No. They do a lot. They do all the 360. I mean, whatever it is with all that stuff. You see some of the things. I mean, you have a need, right?
Right.
They should have a committee that does that. They don't. Because that's where all your farm, that's where all your kids, that's where all your players coming from. So yes, you do. They need to do more, but they do some.
Okay, I'm not saying they don't do. They do punt, pass, and kick, and some other stuff. That's on the periphery. But the cost for equipment for tackle football, up to date helmets, and those kind of things is prohibitive. In poor neighborhoods and poor communities. And I know that even the program that I ran for 20 years, parents can't afford helmets. The league hard to afford up-to-date helmets. They got cats out there playing in Dunn Hudson helmets and whatnot. But, you know, football, football is a dangerous game, man. And so, you know, we got to figure out a way, Gilbert, somewhere for them to say and maybe make a deal with the manufacturers that, you know, we buying these expensive helmets from you all. Let some of those lesser helmets go at a lesser price to help these kids in the feeder systems.
You're right, Earl. But you sit up there and you see certain helmets like the Rydells and Schultz and all those guys. They put more helmets out for the retail to buy than they do for the kids.
No question.
You see what I'm saying? You can go to Walmart or whoever, buy you a helmet that's a replica, but it's a helmet. Doesn't have all the equipment inside of it, but it's a shell.
But a shell ain't no good when you're playing tackle football, man.
No. But what I'm saying is, if you can do that, do something for these kids.
Oh, yeah. I agree with
you. You know what I'm saying?
I truly agree with that, Gilbert. And you know, I don't know, but I do know those contracts, and it's a business. I understand that. And people are there to make money. But, you know, when you do stuff, you can write it off, you know, when you start making those kind of – and maybe I don't know what it's going to take to get somebody to get to the higher-ups to understand that, you know, if you want to continue the feeder systems, there's this cost associated with it that makes it prohibitive for kids in poor cities, right? In the poor cities.
Yeah.
You know,
Give them a chance. Give them a chance, man. Just like everybody else. Even with the Nikes and the Converses and the Under Armours and all those people, you know, they can come up with some kind of system where you buy this, a dollar goes to this to help this kid.
Right.
Those dollars add up to bring in a lot of shoes for the underprivileged kids that can't buy them.
Yeah. Well, you know, shoes are affordable, man. And it's the helmet. That's where the cost of it is, and then
I still know kids, Earl, that can't buy a pair of cleats.
Yeah, I do too.
It's nothing is affordable anymore. A can of beans costs too damn much.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, Gilbert. When we get back, I want to talk about some information that is saying, and I said we wasn't going to talk about this cat anymore. You know,
you always say something that you all.
But we got to talk a little bit about Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. 844-967-2789. Hey, Gilbert, it's cold.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
34 is
for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Weather brought to you by Next Tech Glass, your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nexttechglass.com. That's nexttechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mixture of precipitation likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs around 43, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tonight, lows level off around 30, overcast. Overcast skies tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times, high temperatures reach up to 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's all good, baby, baby.
All good, baby, baby.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper.
Come on, come on, baby. Come on, baby. Every
Saturday, Mr. Magic.
Get it.
I let my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on
pop. Come on.
Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match.
With the hat to match.
Wake up, you all. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Under the helmet with the grave digger, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Gilbert, I said I wasn't going to talk about this dude anymore, man.
Wait, Earl. I got a surprise for you that we're going to do on this show every time we talk.
What's that?
You understand? Calvin, cue it up, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hey. Hey, all right, Calvin. All right. Hey, Earl.
Yeah.
That's called getting on board the love train. So while you want to sit around here and talk about Aaron Rodgers and all these other people, we talking about getting on board the love train.
Man,
we're going to play that. So, Calvin, every first, after that first break, we playing the love train. That's what we doing. All the way till he grabbed that ball.
So, man, you forget. Well, you don't forget. But, you know, the love train and the OJs, I must have been about 26 years old, man. I was young,
I don't think I was born yet.
Hey, Gilbert, I was trouble at 26. That's trouble.
I can tell you had dark. You had dark hair.
Hey, man. Okay, but let's do some football, man. Hey, man. So listen to this. So what is? I just had this, man. There's some conversation that the Jets are starting and considering pulling out because the Green Bay Packers are trying to hold them up. They might step back, they might step back from the Aaron Rodgers trade. And I was reading what they were talking about, Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill, who used to play for the Texans. Not the Texans, but the Tennessee Titans. And you don't even know, man. You don't know football, man. You don't know.
I know football. You don't know, I know football. Listen, I know football, but I don't know food.
You Ryan don't
know. Tannehill. So you trying to tell me he's better than Aaron Rodgers?
It's not that he's better than Aaron Rodgers. What they're saying is he can, if Aaron Rodgers is only going to give them 1 year, he could be a placeholder for them.
Then it better be the best year they gonna ever have.
Listen, man. So he is.
You're a New York Jet. What have you done?
Well, the Jets. What the Jets are saying is, at the way Aaron Rodgers has been positioning himself. Well, I don't know if I'm gonna play. Wait and see. They don't want to get into a situation where they've given the first round and the second round draft choice for a dude who only going to play 1 year. And what if he gets hurt right away? They made a bad investment. So the Packers trying to hold him up, stick him up, and the Jets are saying, hey, man, we know what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a cat who may quit. We're not going to give up all this money and all these draft choices. And they should have thought about all this stuff ahead of time, man. And so they're stuck. Gutekris, or whatever his name is, and the Packers trying to stick him up. Well, we got a two-time All-Pro quarterback, and so we're not going to let you get away with it for a fourth-round draft choice. They should have worked that all out before, shouldn't they?
Yeah, they should have. Everybody put their foot in their mouth. Everybody.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers,
yep.
the Jets, and the Packers. Now you got to play the cards. Now you got to play it out. It's spooky how it's going to go down. But listen, bro. He got to go.
Well,
because imagine this. If they can't get rid of him, and he comes back, hypothetically, is they going to put him on the bench and let the love train start?
What I read, yes. It said they've already committed to Jordan Love. And nothing's going to change that. Even if Rodgers has to come back and sit on the bench. I mean, that's inconceivable. That could be
a slap in the face, wouldn't it? That would be a slap in the face, wouldn't it?
To have Rodgers sitting on the bench?
Yeah, that would be a slap in his face.
Yeah.
But not the greatest Packer of all time sitting on the bench. The greatest pack of all time sitting on the bench.
Well, and you know, part of this is, man, you know, he created this situation. And now, you know, he thought that by now, see, he was able to manipulate the Packers, right? Because the Packer fans didn't want him going.
Yeah.
And so the Packer fans are the ones who put the pressure on the Packers to give him $150 million at 36 years old, right? Come on, man. 37 years old. All right. Got to go to a break.
Listen to it, Earl.
Hey, I've listened to it before you was born. I was listening to it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2780. I get it, man. It's a good idea. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. There's a reprieve in that case involving access to abortion pills as the Supreme Court leaves protections in place for the moment. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Not only does it place a stay on the Texas trial judge's decision to overturn the FDA approval of the abortion drug, but it places a similar stay on the ruling of the appellate court, which would have prevented the drug from being sent in the mail.
There are concerns about Americans trapped in Sudan amid fierce fighting. CBS's MTS Tyler.
Moab.
The White House insists that it has no plans for a government-coordinated evacuation of the estimated 16,000 American citizens who are trapped in Sudan and have continued to urge Americans in Sudan to shelter in place.
Trouble in the mid-Atlantic.
Strong to severe storms, that is this evening and tonight. Damaging winds and heavy rain. We even have an isolated brief tornado possibility.
That's KYW-TV meteorologist Tammy Sosa, CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keys.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
We're all looking for how our state can move forward despite division. Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system so laws and justice truly apply to everyone. Did you know that in many cases, you have no right to an attorney? A person experiencing domestic violence or someone denied rightful health care coverage for an expensive procedure or a victim of elder abuse, how can they get the protections they're entitled to if they can't afford a lawyer? What they need is civil legal aid. It's powerful legal assistance. It helps people regain control of their lives, and it sometimes gets bipartisan support. But your state legislators need to hear from you right now as they work on the state budget. Google the legislature's homepage, go there, and enter your address under Who Are My Legislators, and call or email them now. Ask them to fund civil legal aid in the Wisconsin budget.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, 420 friends, did you know Cheech and Chong was coming into town?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Knucklehead CBD and vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop, go into their store, or order online for in-store pickup, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is 25% off their delicious Delta 8 and 9 Galaxy edible gummies and their XL brand flower. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today, or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations,
550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee.
Embroidery Professionals Plus, how can I help you?
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about your web stores. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Absolutely. We work with you to pick the products and personalize your page, then provide you the link so you can promote your store.
Wow, that sounds so easy.
To get started, email your designer.
Embroidery Professionals Plus has custom apparel specialists ready to create a web store for you. Two Wisconsin locations in Deerfield and Eden. Embroidery Professionals Plus, apparel you love, service you crave. Oh, and home of the Wisconsin tailgate hoodie.
Well, it's time again.
It's definitely time again.
Check,
time
check,
again.
Check.
It's time.
Funk.
It's time.
Say what? Say what? Just in loop, y'all. Just in
loop, y'all. Just in loop.
Just
in
loop.
Just
in loop, y'all.
Interlude. Interlude. Some of you don't know nothing about it. Don't worry about it.
Double up, yo.
Uptown.
Double up, yo.
You ain't no.
Uh-huh. If you see me at the light, and you think I'm having a conditional fit, that's because Heavy D, Heavy D, all I'm in them up.
Like a wheel, fly sex appeal, physique extra ill, smell sweet, dress to kill.
And then people pulling next to me like, what's wrong with him? Is he okay? Ah! Is he okay?
Hey, so, look. Hey, man, I'm at a loss for words. You know,
you always is.
Hey, man. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Under the helmet with the grave digger. Hey, Gilbert, the draft is
sir.
A couple weeks away. And you mentioned Mel Kiper.
Mel Kiper.
And I've been hearing this dude, Mel Kiper, he's for I don't know forever. He knows everything when it comes to the draft. And so, you know, we wanted to see what his thoughts were. But before we go to Mel Kiper, man, I looked at this, Gilbert, and so this is what the Packers say, and not Mel Kiper, but this is what they say they need. They said tight end, and so you know there's this question about whether or not they're going to spend the first pick on the tight end because they got Josiah DeGura, whoever that was. You know, he was drafted in last year. And then they got some cat named Tyler Davis, a developmental player, you know, who's been on the special teams. But they're in need of getting a top tight end. So there's talk about them drafting the tight end on the first round. Why receivers? This is what the Packers view, the people in the Packers. This is what they're talking about, not Mel Kiper. A wide receiver. The current depth chart at wide receiver consists of four 2022 draft picks and Jeff Cotton. So they got four guys they drafted last year from last year's draft, 22. Those are the wide receivers and some cat named Jeff Cotton. And so, you know, Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs are the best of those two, but they're saying they need to find a three and a four receiver. You said that they need a game breaker. Well, I thought that's what Watson was. You need more than one game breaker? Can they afford Earl, to spend a...
Huh? Earl, you love putting words in my mouth.
Okay, so didn't you say they needed another?
I didn't say anything about Watson and them not being no game. What I'm saying is they need a to show commitment to Jordan Love and to show him that they totally with him and involved with him. They got to draft offense first. They got to go out and get them a bona fide tight end, a bona fide slot receiver. They got to get something big on offense to show Jordan Love, hey, we in this with you and we're going to get you some help.
So their top three picks, based on what you say, a tight end, a game breaker receiver, and a slot receiver. That's what, when you talk about what their needs are.
No, I'm gonna say tight end, a receiver, one, two, and then maybe an offensive lineman, three. One of those three in the first round will be beautiful to show Jordan Love that you committed to him.
So then we go to defensive lines. And this guy says, while Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt, you know who he is?
Boy from Georgia.
T.J. Slayton, you know who that is?
Yeah, I heard of him, but big boy.
We'll play a big chunk of the snaps in 2023. The Packers desperately need depth behind the trio. Jonathan Ford. Now, here's what I was looking at this, Gilbert. Jonathan Ford, a seventh-round pick last year, didn't appear in a single game as a rookie. Chris Slayton spent a year on the practice squad. There are over 1,000 snaps to replace with the departures of Dean Lowry and Jerran Reed.
Who?
Dean Lowry.
Who did you say? Season sauce. You talking about season sauce? Lowry's sauce?
Hey, and...
Come on.
And Jerran Reed. But they said between those two guys, that's 1,000 snaps that they got to replace. Okay? These guys played 1,000 snaps last year, Lowry and Reed.
And what's our record?
Well, it was 8-9.
What was our record last year?
Okay, but they got to get somebody
to replace. Thank you. Gilbert. Thank you. Gilbert. Thank you.
Gilbert,
so that mean to tell me, them fools shouldn't have played 1,000 snaps.
So are you blaming what happened to the Packers on those two linemen?
No, I'm not blaming. No. Definitely not do that. No. Then what happened? Sometimes it was coaching. Sometimes it was ability. And sometimes it was heart. Because I remember when they played Philly. Was it Philly?
Yeah.
Who they beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah, it was Philly.
Mentally
was
and Philly. Physically.
Yeah, it was Philly.
Philly beat the brakes off of them mentally and physically.
No, the Packers beat Philly. They beat Philly last year.
It was beat Philly last year?
The Packers. I watched it. Hey, look, man, this is under the helmet with the Gravedigger, but I think I know more about the game than you.
Earl, don't you kid yourself.
Hey, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Check it out, man. Yeah. But then the other thing they're saying, Gilbert, is if they can get the right rookie, he can play 300 to 400 snaps to replace Dean Lowry and Jerron Reed. So they got to get clearly they need a lineman. And can you get a decent lineman on the 4th and 5th rounds, man? I thought them cats were at a premium. I thought you had to go high to get a good lineman that you want to play right away.
Earl.
What?
Let me tell you something. First of all, for your information, the Packers lost to the Eagles last year, sir.
They did? I remember.
So don't okay. Calvin, please look it up.
Okay,
Calvin, please look it up and don't embarrass him on air. Go in his earphones and tell him, yes, fool.
Okay, so it had to be. I remember watching the game. It must have been really close. Overtime.
You must have went to sleep.
What was the score?
The score was 40-33 Eagles, so it was a close one.
I remember the pack. I remember being.
Don't try to sugarcoat it, Earl. I know more than you.
I stand corrected on that. But I'm asking you now to get a rookie to play 300 to 400 snaps on the defensive line as a rookie. Can you, 4th, 5th round cat? I mean, don't you have to get somebody a little higher up than that?
No, not really. Earl, it's some men amongst boys.
Yeah, you gotta find the right one.
If you got a man that's a boy, but play like a man, put his butt out there. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like when I first went to Kansas. I went out there, started my first game. They just threw me out there, Earl. I got my butt whooped, but I learned, took my lumps. That's the only way you're going to get it. You can't just think you're going to just, no, you got to take your lumps before you get there, Earl.
Let me ask you, man, because most of us think you linemen, you just rush the quarterback. It don't take much to be a lineman, you know. You don't need to be too smart to be a lineman, right? Your job is just to run and get that quarterback. am I right?
Go ahead. No, Earl, it's a science. There's a science to the game, Earl. There's a science. Like, when the people sit there, who in the fight game is the big ticket? It's the heavyweights.
Right.
The heavyweights are the big ticket. Just like on the football field, it should be the heavyweights are the big ticket. Because there's a science to it, Earl. You can't just go out there, run into somebody and expect to get a sack. You got to have a science. You got to understand momentum. You got to understand hand placement. You got to understand point A to point B as fast as you can. It's a science to the game. It ain't just two guys running up, grabbing each other's chests and smiling at each other.
So for those of us who don't know, who've never played, as a lineman, you got to be concerned about the run, You got to be concerned about, you know, the pass.
The pass.
So you can't just go. You can't just go 100 miles an hour.
No, you got to be a controlled missile. You got to be a controlled missile. That's what it used to be, a joke in the locker room, like for Reggie White. We call him Big Dog. We're like, man, Big Dog only got two weaknesses. And we say, what's that? It's them little sausages from it's those little sausages from Bob Evans. You know the little lean sausages? That's one. And the second one is a hard count. Hard count. That's Big Dog's two weaknesses.
That Aaron Rodgers.
Sausage and a hard count.
That Aaron Rodgers does well and gets kicked.
He does that pretty dang well.
So let me ask you, because they talk about gap. And so you got to
control
gap control. So you can't, for those of us who don't know, you can't just run straight ahead. You got to make sure.
Oh, no.
So tell us a little bit about that.
No, you can't do that. Gap control. Like, I was a two gap. So I got two gaps.
So what's two gaps? You got from the center or from where?
If I'm on the center, I got the A gap. If I'm shaded or on the guard, I got the A and the B gap.
So
see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but so A and B comes from the center. The center is zero. Then A and B is the center.
No, the A gap is between wherever, right or left, it doesn't matter. The A gap is between the center and the guard.
Okay.
The B gap is between the guard and the tackle. The C gap is between the tackle and tight end.
Okay.
A, B, C.
Yeah.
And keep going. So if I'm protecting those two gaps, I'm a two gapper. I can't run up the field through the A gap and they just wore me off, and here come the running back down the B gap.
Right, right.
You gotta be consistent in the game. And some guys never figured that out. I don't even know how. They played for so long that they don't know gap responsibility.
Well, I mean, here I am hearing that, and I understand that. Well, you know, I mean, from the perspective of that your responsibility is there, because if you're not there, these are pro players, they will exploit it every time.
Right, right, right.
It's kind of like
I don't think I ever told you a story between me and Eddie George. I don't think we got time. Maybe I'll tell you the story when we get back.
Right. All right. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger and Earl Ingram. We'll be right back.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery, where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room, featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Weather brought to you by Next Tech Glass.
your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nextechglass.com. That's nextechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mixture of precipitation likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High temperatures reach up to 43, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for mixed precipitation. Lows level off around 30. Chance for mixed precipitation again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 44. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Get money.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sunday to help me with the grave digger. Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, Don, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, Earl, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Hey, I've got a question for Gilbert. Gilbert, I understand you're from the Detroit area, right?
Sir, yes, sir.
Are you there? All right. Hey, how come
I said, sir, yes, sir.
I heard you. Yeah. How come you didn't become a Spartan like me? Michigan State.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you. At the time, George Perlis, I think, was there.
Yeah,
so
George Perlis.
They was.
Oh yeah.
At the time, he was on the tail end of not trying to beat out Michigan, and Bo Schembechler was outside. I had to get out of state, man. I had to go, man.
I hear you. They were beating you up, huh?
No, they weren't beating me up. I left.
I know, but
why would they? I'm just telling you. At that stage in my life, I wanted a challenge. I know I'd have been sitting on the shelf with Michigan and Michigan State for at least a year because they redshirted everybody coming in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so Kansas told me I had an opportunity to start. So that's where I went.
Really? Hang on, Don. So, Gilbert, so you're saying, did you get a look from Ohio State?
I got letters from everywhere. I got letters from UCLA, all out there. But I wanted to stay in the Big Ten because I wanted to stay close to home, or Big Eight. You know, so I had to choose between those two conferences.
You know, and when you talk about Don, who were the linemen? Because I watched a lot of Big Ten. That was when it was really the Big Ten back then.
Team when I was there was that Rose Bowl team, and they had Travis Davis, a nose tackle from Ohio, who, if I remember, was much smaller than Gilbert, but had great speed. So he was a great fit for that 4-3 stunt that Perlis was running. And he's one of the reasons Earl Bruce lost his job at Ohio State, because he let Travis Davis and Percy Snow come to Michigan State, and they were both Ohio guys.
Percy Snow, that's a name right there.
Little brother Eric played with Iverson for the Sixers, and he was a Spartan too. Percy, unfortunately, he had a great rookie year. Then his career was cut short. I broke his leg breaking up a fight at a party when he came back home.
Andre Rison.
Rison was Michigan State too.
He was Michigan State.
Wasn't that backfield?
Yeah. Old Cat Eye. They call him Old Cat Eye.
Hey, Dumb man. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it.
You know,
Gilbert. You think back.
Yeah.
Let's say you had played for Michigan, Ohio State, really high profile. You know, you did all right in the end, but imagine if you would have played on those squads, the visibility you would have gotten.
Yeah, that's how, that's kind of that. You know what, Earl? That's the kind of way it was in Green Bay. You know, we wasn't really a top market team. So because at first we was labeled as Siberia. You did something wrong, so we're gonna ship you to Green Bay.
Yeah,
coal and yeah. and they stuck. You know, we as a unit made that a better place.
Well, Reggie White really is the guy who made it possible for everybody else to come. They wouldn't come to Green Bay until Reggie White said yes.
No, ain't nothing happened until Reggie got there. Nothing happened until Reggie got there.
You know, and I remember Reggie in Philadelphia as a young man, just a wrecking crew, right? I mean, I could. Can you imagine? You saw
even before that, USFL.
Speaking
remember of, Reggie played USFL, then he went to Philly.
Yeah, speaking of USFL, man, I took your advice and tried to watch a little bit of it Sunday.
Excuse me, sir, you watched the XFL.
Oh, XFL.
USFL is a whole different league now.
Yeah. But I took your word for it I got to see a little football.
And
it was all right.
You was not impressed. No, you was not impressed.
It was able to, you know, like a guy who might want a cigar. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. You have to. Here's the thing, Earl. If you like the game of football, you have to accept it.
I love the game of football, man.
So you have to accept this so that we can keep it, so we can get us a farm league going, Earl.
Yeah.
We need to get us some more talent out there. And this is the only way we're going to see it if these XFLs and USFLs play.
So there's XFL and a USFL.
Yes, sir.
So the NFL financially supports one of them? There's no fans in the stadium, man. Zero. I'm watching the game, and then can you imagine playing in front of no fans?
Yeah. Try COVID.
Try what?
Try when COVID was alone, they was playing with no fans in the stadium. It's been done before, dude.
Listen, we gotta go, man.
As usual, you always want to pull the plug when I'm jumping on you. Well,
listen, by the time we talk again, do me a favor.
What's that?
Promise me it's gonna be 60 degrees or better.
I don't care what it is. It ain't gonna be no more 33s. It ain't gonna be no more 33s, Earl.
All right, we gotta run, man. Thanks as always, brother.
Hey, Calvin. Boot the woo.
All right, we'll be back.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Attention all DIYers. When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit ChoiceLandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.